hello, I'm Sian. I'm from the marketing department at Sheffield Theatre.
Hello, Sian.
And I'm here today with Roger Griffiths,
who's
playing Avery Harrison
in
One Monkey Don't Stop My Show, which is on in the Crucible Studio starting in September. How are you finding being in Sheffield?
Do you know what? I'm loving Sheffield. It's brand spanking new. When did all this happen? I was up here in the early 90s, when I was three. But I love it. I was walking up from the station when I first, after washing my hands in the cascading waters that you see on the way up, which I thought, wow, look at this. I walked up the hill and then there's these words about the traveller, which I thought was fantastic. You know, I read it and I can't remember what it says now, but I do remember thinking, what a brilliant idea. And it just got better as I walked up the hill, came around to here, the square, this beautiful square, look at that.
Yeah, lots
of gorgeous
pebbly things, and we
pebbly
got more
things.
Water out across in the other square as
and
well.
And the forest in the middle of the...
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? The gardens.
Yeah.
I love it.
And gardens.
And I'm an archivist, by the way. I've got a company called Eye to Eye Productions. We do posters and poetry, which maps the Caribbean African footprint about theatre in this country over the last 100 years. We would love to exhibit in that place over there. It's just right. We've got over 80-90 framed posters, and another 100 that we exhibit with scripts, manuscripts, footage. It's just because theatre, like this show, will happen, and when it goes, it goes. Back in the day when they didn't do manuscripts, nobody actually kept the scripts. Would you believe that? The actors would do the play and throw the scripts to the directors. If the writer kept the scripts, you'd be lucky. So then plays will disappear.
So it's just kind of all gone into thin air.
Early plays, yeah. I mean, The National did this big launch about archiving black theatre, and they came to us for the information because we had 60-odd scripts that they'd never heard of. And they had some that were sent in. But we've got certain manuscripts, and these are from the actors. Because I used to go back in the early days when there was just theatre available. When you were learning your trade, you did theatre. You didn't think about TV. And you wanted to do theatre as well. As I said, you'd get your script. If you auditioned for the show and you didn't get it, I'd always keep the script. Because I knew that show was on a cycle. And it'd be back in 2 to 3 years. It would be back. So I always kept the script and just read them every once in a while. Read the parts I wanted to play. Which, incidentally, changed as I got older. Because the parts I wanted to play when I was younger, when you looked at the same play 3-4 years later, all of a sudden I thought, I'm no longer that young boy. I'm more the dad now. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm the granddad now. I'm playing. It's amazing. But that's what we did. We collect stuff, and I have a passion for theatre. That's why I became an archivist. That's why we started the company, etc. Posters and poetry. And so after doing 7-8 years of solid theatre, then television for nearly 15 years, I've been slowly dripping back. There's been some really good parts. I did. Martina Cole's The Graft.
Yep.
First time it was ever kind of done on stage, which was fantastic. Radio Golf, which is an August Wilson, which is a very similar style to this guy. Same era. He lived in the same time as Don. I'm sure they knew each other, actually. Don was a bit younger, I think. Or August was younger. But I love being in Sheffield, getting back to answering the original question.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen enough of it yet. Today was the first day I went for a run, and I found a wood. You know, I'm in S7 somewhere, so, but I found a wood. I couldn't believe it. I'm running, and all of a sudden, there's a wood. It's just...
Yeah.
On the top of a hill, there's a wood, and I ran through it. I was a bit scared,
it's
actually.
It's like the enchanted forest.
It was.
Who knows?
It was in the middle
where you
of,
might end up.
Yeah, and I was... And I'm... Look, as soon as I go jogging, I'm lost. And then I just run until I see something, and think, oh, I love that pillar box. Oh, there's a guy that was sleeping next to it yesterday, so...
So there's not like a set mileage then, it's just
no,
until you find yourself.
Until I find myself, I run until I find myself. And I always, I mean obviously I have to keep an eye on the time and stuff, but I do just run until I find myself. Which is a, you know, I think it's a good way. You just go one way, and then you turn, and then you turn, and you turn, and you should end up.
You should come
logistically back
near
back, yes,
where
right,
you are.
Absolutely. If you just keep on turning right or left, you should, theoretically.
Either find yourself or find a bus stop.
Listen, I don't do buses when I'm that sweaty. When it's that morning, no. That's why I run at 5-6 in the morning, so nobody sees me. Nobody.
So going back to the play.
Just going back to the play.
One monkey.